Fox and Kelly in the morning.
Dad says you have to get up.
Leave me alone.
Dad says you're going to be late again, you booger.
Leave me alone.
Fox and Kelly on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5, The Bridge.
The Bridge.
Discover Bridge music.
You Get Me High by Tom Petty.
Quality rock, true variety. 105.5 The Bridge.
Number one album for the very first time for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Hypnotic Eye. Sold a ton of copies last week when it was released.
Very cool.
It is a great CD all the way through. It really is, man. If you love Tom Petty, you're going to love Hypnotic Eye. And good on those guys. I can't believe how long he's been around. That's his first number one album. Wow. So congrats, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Long time coming.
7:21 with Box and Kelly. Beautiful Friday. Some drivers actually, they lost their mind on the roadways. Let's see if that's true. From the John Price Law Firm Traffic Center, Ray Lewis.
Good morning. As we take another look at your Lowcountry Traffic Center, I'm Ray Lewis.
Some drivers act like they have lost their minds on the roadways. If you find yourself at the 4357.
Going to be mostly sunny today, a high near 87. There's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 o'clock this afternoon, but it should be good tonight. Mostly cloudy, a low of 79. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 87 with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then Sunday is going to be mostly cloudy, a high of 88 with some more chances of showers and thunderstorms.
Stop it.
It's not a huge chance, though. It's like 30 to 40% all
weekend.
It is
going to be fine tonight and tomorrow night for Hootie Homegrown on Daniel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The sky's always clear for Hootie. It always.
I think Darius Rucker pays extra.
I think he does. He's
to
got
keep
some
it nice.
Deal. He's got some deal with someone up there.
Maybe that's
what I'm thinking. Right now it's 77 and the weather's brought to you by Heil Heating and Cooling Products. Insist on quality, insist on Heil Heating and Cooling Products.
All right. I am trying to play a little mood music here.
Okay.
That I had set up and now the computer is frozen.
It happens.
I know, but this would have really.
It seems like it always happens to us.
Right when I need it to work, it doesn't. This is driving me nuts. Come on.
You never know. Maybe you need to refresh.
I don't know what.
Refresh the screen. Click that little like thingy.
Yeah, no, it's locked up. It's just giving me the pointy finger. And wait a minute.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, now it's freaking out.
Yeah, it is
computer
kinda
problems up here at 105.5 The Bridge.
The Adobe Flash plugin isn't working. What in the world? All right, well, whatever. We're going to have to do something to highlight this story. This is very odd.
This is a really weird story.
This is something that you probably don't want to happen to you. I'm amazed. I'll give you a little insight. I do not know my birth mother. I got it. You got it?
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Now I can.
Now we're good.
Now I can do this.
So this woman, she didn't know her mom.
She didn't. She's 39 years old.
And I guess at 9 is when she that's the last time she saw her mom was when she was 9.
Well, Adriana, 39, and Leandro, 37, have been married for 10 years. And they have a 6-year-old together. They were both given up by their mothers as infants.
Both of them.
Both of them.
That's cool that they found that in common.
And, you know, as they met and shared each other's stories and you're looking for
probably
something to have in common with your interest.
It probably helped the relationship, you know?
They like, you know, I think we're old enough. Maybe we want to find my birth mother. Well, you know what? I'd like to find my birth mother, too. I think that's wonderful. We have something in common here. Well, there was a radio show which reunites long-lost relatives. So they set up a reunion with this lady and her birth mother. Well, that's when the birth mother tells our ingenue that she has a little brother, too. And his name is Leandro.
Oh, my God.
She married her brother and had no idea.
And had a 6-year-old son.
And has a 6-year... No, daughter.
Daughter.
6-year-old daughter together.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so, what'd she do? Did they stop, like, everything?
Oh, no. According to Adriana, who just found out that she has a baby with her brother,
Oh, God.
Only death is going to separate us. All this happened because God wanted it to happen.
Oh, wow.
Which,
I hate to ask this. Is anything wrong with the daughter? Like, because, you know, they say, like, if
you're not supposed
sister,
to marry.
Yeah, like, there could be some genetic.
I think you can marry your second cousin in some states.
Yeah, if it's, you know, that much of a distant relative. But brother and sister, there's the little girl's okay? She's good?
From what I understand.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah.